It's Wednesday, May 24th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Basuki Purnama, the Christian former governor of Jakarta, Indonesia, will withdraw an appeal against his controversial 2-year prison sentence over claims that he insulted Islam, saying that he has decided to, quote, forgive and accept, unquote, reports Christian Today. At an emotional press conference in Jakarta, his wife cried as she read out a letter her husband wrote in prison. Quote, it isn't easy for me, but I've learned to forgive and accept all of this, if it is for the benefit of the nation and the country, unquote. Purnama lost the election in April to a Muslim rival. As a Christian and ethnic Chinese, he is doubly disadvantaged in Indonesia's predominantly Muslim society, in which Christians are increasingly under pressure. Matthew 5:44 says, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. President Donald Trump issued a new brand for the Islamic State terrorist group in response to the deadly suicide bombing at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England, which claimed the lives of 22 young people and injured another 59 concertgoers. He called the Islamic militants, quote, evil losers, unquote, yesterday during a visit to Bethlehem, Palestine. President Trump made these remarks at a meeting with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas.
We stand in absolute solidarity with the people of the United Kingdom. So many young, beautiful, innocent people living and enjoying their lives murdered by evil losers in life. I won't call them monsters because they would like that term. They would think that's a great name. I will call them from now on losers because that's what they are. They're losers, and we'll have more of them, but they're losers. Just remember that.
Vice President Mike Pence gave a graduation speech at the University of Notre Dame on Sunday, but more than 100 students of the 3,100 graduates staged a walkout protest against him. The peaceful protest had been planned for weeks by the student organization We Stand For, according to USA Today. The group said they oppose the former Indiana governor for his positions on homosexuality, supporting Donald Trump's controversial travel ban, and previous attempts to stop Syrian refugees from settling in Indiana because of Pence's concern that some of them might be terrorists. The university became aware of the planned walkout last month. Planned Parenthood CEO Cecile Richards would have us believe that the murder giant offers all sorts of redeeming services to women, like prenatal care. In a new undercover live-action video, there are two especially chilling moments when Planned Parenthood staffers tell women who are looking for an ultrasound that they don't do ultrasounds unless the clinic is about to take the baby's life through abortion.
So no ultrasounds. Is there any other clinic you can refer me to?
I don't know of anything. I would look around on the internet. We don't do any ultrasounds for prenatal care. We do them when we're doing abortions, but not for any other reason.
In fact, Planned Parenthood offers little but abortion. That's why staff at 7 local Planned Parenthood abortion mills tell callers to, quote, just go online, unquote, or, quote, just Google, unquote, information on services ranging from prenatal care to adoption and parenting resources.
I think I'm about 9 weeks pregnant, and I'm thinking about adoption. Can you guys help with that?
Unfortunately, no. No, we don't. You should go online and Google adoption agencies, okay?
Like, do you have any parenting resources at all?
I could Google it for you and see, but you could Google it yourself.
What I can do is I can maybe Google something for you and give you reference numbers.
Are there any pregnancy services at all at Planned Parenthood in Cedar Rapids?
No, not unless you were planning on terminating a pregnancy. That's really the only services that we would be able to offer.
The Oregon State Legislature introduced an alarming bill, SB 494, which would put countless medically vulnerable persons at risk of a premature and untimely death, reports Life News. With the sweep of a pen, SB 494 would wipe out existing Oregon law, that mandates food and water access for all patients who can naturally receive nutrition and hydration. In simple terms, patients who are awake, conscious, and aware could nonetheless be denied food and water even by cup or spoon. Oregon's SB 494 is radical because it would redefine food and water delivered by such basic means, not as, quote, basic and ordinary, unquote, but as a regulated, physician-controlled form of, quote, medical care, unquote. Indeed, it's important to underscore that this bill is not about food and water delivered by means of feeding tubes, but rather basic utensils like spoons. Whether we're sitting down at our own breakfast table or sitting with our mother in a hospital bed, food and water should be considered basic and ordinary. Sadly, the most enthusiastic supporter of, quote, regulating, unquote, food and water is the health insurance industry.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
Roger Moore, best known for playing the womanizing James Bond in seven of the 007 films, has died in Switzerland after a short but brave battle with cancer, reports Fox News. He was 89. In real life, Moore, like Bond, was not a one-woman man. He was divorced three times, from skater Dorn Van Stein in 1953, from English singer Dorothy Squires in 1969, and from Italian actress Luisa Mattioli, the mother of his children Deborah, Jeffrey, and Christian, in 2000. He married a fourth time in 2002 to Swedish socialite Christina Thalstrup. Hebrews 13:4 says, "Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral." And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, May 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.